I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Have you heard? Sling TV offers the news you love for less.
Hey, wait. You look and sound just like me. I am you. I'm the same news programs on Sling TV for less. You mean you're me, but for less money. A lot less. I'm all the favorite news programs and more on Sling TV starting at just $40 a month.
Everything great about me, but for less money?
Which makes me greater, don't you think? Get the news you love and more for less.
Start saving today. Visit Sling.com to see your offer. Sling.
Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you all had a great weekend, enjoyed some festivities of some sort, some baseball, whatever you're up to this week, and hope you guys had a good one and ready for another week of baseball action. I'm here to recap Sunday, May 19th action for you, get you ready for Monday, May 20th. Let's go over some news and notes from Sunday. Adelis Garcia, he was out of Sunday's lineup with a right forearm injury. The team did an MRI on the forearm and it came back clean. So the Rangers are hopeful Adelis will be back in the lineup on Tuesday. Ryan Pressly, the Houston Astros, was out of Sunday's game while battling a finger injury. He did throw a bullpen to test things out, and the team is optimistic that Pressly will be day-to-day and not need an IL stint. Travis d'Arnaud was out of Sunday's lineup after taking a foul ball off his face mask on Friday. The Braves expect Travis to catch Game 2 of Monday's doubleheader against the San Diego Padres. Austin Riley was out of Sunday's lineup as he continues to nurse his side injury. That's six straight games for Riley missing games with the side injury. The Braves still do not believe Riley will head to the IL. Jose Abreu with the Houston Astros. It's been really quiet on the Jose Abreu front since he was optioned to Astros' extended spring training site. But on Sunday, the Astros general manager said Abreu is progressing. They like what they're seeing. And Abreu could rejoin the Astros as early as Friday. Landon Knack of the Los Angeles Dodgers was recalled on Sunday to make the spot start for the Dodgers. He threw 4 2/3 innings while allowing one run and striking out five. Pretty solid stuff there from Knack. But don't get too excited, as reports already came out saying Knack will likely head back to AAA on Monday. J.P. Crawford of the Seattle Mariners experienced a setback recently, like we've discussed on this show, after getting hit on the hand by a pitch in his rehab outing. But things are looking good. The Mariners said they expect him back on their upcoming road trip. And according to J.P. Crawford's Instagram, he's already on the plane traveling with the team to New York. Nathan Eovaldi, after seeing a specialist in New York, Eovaldi returned to the team and threw a 15-20 pitch bullpen session on Sunday. More news will come in the next day as there will be for the steps for Eovaldi to return to the Rangers rotation, as they need some serious help in that rotation. So at least it's a good sign that Eovaldi is progressing in the right direction. More Texas Rangers pitching news. Dane Dunning threw a 20-pitch bullpen session on Sunday, and things went well. If Dunning continues to progress nicely, the team is saying that Dunning could pitch in an upcoming series in Philadelphia. Jose Urquidy of the Houston Astros made a rehab start and allowed 4 runs over 4 innings on 59 pitches. Now, the results weren't great, obviously, for Urquidy, but the pitch count was. That is what you want to see. The pitch count continuing to increase for Jose Urquidy, and he feels healthy afterwards, which is also great. Urquidy will make at least one more rehab start before rejoining the Astros rotation. Joe Musgrove of the San Diego Padres was not activated from the IL on Sunday when eligible to return to the team. He'll likely be activated on Tuesday in Cincinnati. Chaz McCormick of the Houston Astros was once again at AAA for a rehab assignment on Sunday. He's progressing nicely, and McCormick is expected to rejoin the Astros early this week. Jorge Polanco of the Seattle Mariners is out of Sunday's lineup again, nursing a hamstring injury. The Mariners are still optimistic that Polanco will not need to go on the IL and return to the lineup in the next game or two. Edwin Diaz of the New York Mets has been struggling lately, but the team says the closing role will be fluid and he'll take a break to get things right before returning to the role. AKA, they're saying he's not losing his role yet. We're going to take a break. It's one of those things, you know, it's not you, it's me situation. It's fun. On Sunday, Reed Garrett got the save for the New York Mets. Stephen Kwan of the Cleveland Guardians. We've had little news on Kwan as he works his way back from his serious injury. The Guardians are hoping to get Kwan out on a rehab assignment in a week or so, which means we could see Kwan back in about 2 weeks. Nico Hoerner of the Chicago Cubs is once again out of Sunday's game with his hamstring injury he's been dealing with. That is now 6 straight games for Nico Hoerner missing time with the hamstring injury. The team has been hoping to keep Hoerner off the IL. Reports after Sunday's game say the Cubs are calling up Luis Vasquez, which could lead to an IL stint for Nico Hoerner. J.D. Martinez of the New York Mets missed Sunday's game as he's dealing with flu-like symptoms. Apparently, J.D. played with those similar symptoms over the weekend, so he just needed the day off on Sunday. So the expectation is J.D. Martinez will return to in the next game or two. All right, before we look at the highlights from the day and take a peek at Monday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Get everything for your projects at Menards and save big money. Keep your garage, basement, or workshop clean with a new wet-dry vacuum from ShopVac. It's not only perfect for the garage, but also works great for everyday messes around the house. Save big on ShopVac when you shop at Menards. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Sunday. Kyle Tucker is having an outstanding season. I usually try not to highlight all the obvious guys, but I wanted to highlight what Tucker's been doing. Tucker went 2-for-5 on Sunday with two more home runs, two runs scored, and four RBIs. Tucker is now hitting .287 on the season with 15 home runs, 33 runs scored, 33 RBIs, and seven stolen bases. What's almost even more impressive to me in this is Tucker is walking 18% of the time while striking out 17.1%. Talk about locked in, folks. Brent Rooker, the Oakland Athletics, continues to bash. 2-for-5 with a homer, two runs, and three RBIs. Rooker's now hitting .281 on the season with 11 homers, 23 runs, and 32 RBIs, and even thrown in two stolen bases. Bryce Turang continues to run wild at the leadoff spot for the Milwaukee Brewers. Bryce Turang, 3-for-5 with a double, a run scored, two RBIs, and a stolen base. He's now hitting .314 on the year as Turang has two home runs, 20 runs scored, 17 RBIs, and 18 stolen bases for one Bryce Turang. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more information about all the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Sunday. Alek Manoah did it again, folks. He did it again. Seven shutout innings for Manoah with one hit, one walk, and seven strikeouts. Pretty surprising stuff there. Manoah had 11 whiffs and a 30% CSW on 103 pitches. Over Manoah's last two starts, 14 innings pitched, zero earned runs, 13 strikeouts. Hopefully it keeps going. He has two good starts coming up the next 2 weeks, so he might be able to make this happen. Jose Soriano of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim has continued to be pretty darn solid this season. And on Sunday, Soriano, 7 2/3 innings, one earned run, five hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. Great stuff from Soriano. He had nine whiffs and a 25% CSW on 93 pitches. An eight-game starter this year for Soriano. He has a 3.3 ERA, a 3.79 xFIP with 43 strikeouts and 46 1/3 innings pitched. Tanner Bibee, keep it up, big man. One of my big targets this preseason. Couple slow starts out the gate, but things are looking real good for Tanner Bibee. He threw seven innings on a Sunday with one earned run, four hits, one walk, and eight punchouts. Bibee had 10 whiffs and a 27% CSW on 95 pitches. Bibee's made 10 starts so far this year with a 3.93 ERA, 3.77 xFIP with 56 Ks and 52 2/3 innings pitched. I'm throwing in a fourth bonus pitcher on today's show because Yu Darvish did it again. Seven shutout innings with two hits, one walk, and nine strikeouts for the Atlanta Braves. Outstanding stuff from Darvish. 14 whiffs and a 34% CSW on 99 pitches. The biggest reason I want to bring this up, Yu Darvish now has thrown 25 consecutive scoreless innings, which is the most ever by a Japanese-born pitcher. Impressive stuff from Darvish. He keeps getting older, and people keep trying to throw him to the wayside, and he continues to get it done. Make sure to tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock, read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Sunday. Camilo Duvall picked up his eighth save of the year for the San Francisco Giants. Craig Kimbrell saved nine for the O's. Jordan Romano saved seven for the Rays. Emmanuel Clase picked up his third win of the year for the Guardians as Johan Duran blew the save for the Twins. Reed Garrett picked up his second save of the year for the Mets. David Bednar, his 10th save of the year for the Pirates. Pretty sure we can stop worrying about David Bednar as he's been outstanding the last few weeks. Luis Garcia picked up his second save of the year. Paul Sewald, his third save for the D-backs, and Alexis Diaz got the loss for Cincinnati. Make sure to read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, we've got a pretty big day of action, 10 games on the diamond on Monday. For the DFS world, we have an 8-game slate starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Some pitchers I'm looking at here, Yoshinobu Yamamoto versus the D-backs, Pablo Lopez versus the Nats, Framber Valdez coming off a big one in his last 10 out, takes on the Angels. Taj Bradley versus Boston. If you're looking for some discounts, Reese Olson at the Kansas City Royals. A couple of teams I'm looking to target with bats, Miami Marlins versus Joe Ross, and the Houston Astros versus Reed Detmers. A few other options there, but those are the main two I'm looking at right now. Some things I'm looking forward to on the diamond on Monday: Dylan Cease taking on Ronaldo Lopez in game one of the Padres-Braves doubleheader. That should be a fun one. They're two aces going at it. Tanner Houck versus Taj Bradley. That's a fun way to kick off a Boston-Tampa Bay series with Houck and Bradley. Then you got Logan Gilbert versus Marcus Stroman as Seattle heads into the Bronx. That'll be a fun one to see if Logan Gilbert can keep things going against Marcus Stroman and company. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Again, hope you all had a great week. And before we head out of here, though, go check out pitcherlist.com and become a member. Support the cause, PL Plus, PL Pro. You will not regret it. Get you in an awesome Discord talking all things baseball, fantasy baseball, and more. Get you some cool new tools like PLV Plus and other things coming down the line from Kyle Bland and company. Get you the weekend SP Fab podcast from Nick Pollock. Gets you projections and much, much more over there at PL Plus and PL Pro at pitcherlist.com. So go check it out. Sign up. You won't regret it. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Monday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Tuesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Monday, May 20th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Save big money on everything for your next project today at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer, plus other great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.